Okay, let's go on and talk a little bit about gastric, esophageal, and anal cancers. And I want to begin talking about one part of gastric cancer. Again, Charlie, we get a lot of questions about, which is HER2-positive disease. We just did an hour-long program just on HER2-positive breast cancer. So much going on there. Here's the clinical situation, Charlie, that was submitted to us. A 59-year-old patient with a gastric adenocarcinoma, biopsy-proven liver mets, has a partial response after 5 cycles of trastuzumab, capecitabine, and cisplatin, but then progressed after 8 months while receiving maintenance trastuzumab. What second-line therapy would you think about? What about other anti-HER therapies, lapatinib, and now we're hearing about pertuzumab in breast cancer?
Yeah, well, as often is the case, we in GI are a decade behind those in breast cancer. And the trastuzumab data are exciting, and it's certainly standard of care for HER2-positive gastric cancer. Following progression of frontline chemo and trastuzumab, I personally would not recommend continuing trastuzumab because we don't have any data to support that. The role of the other molecules currently proven in breast cancer, like lapatinib or pertuzumab, is an area of interest in research in gastric cancer, and maybe, in fact, it will work. Biologically, you would imagine it would work similarly in gastric cancer, but we don't know. So those molecules I wouldn't personally use. There are 2 studies of lapatinib, both in first line and in second line, in HER2-positive gastric cancer, and there will be pertuzumab studies as well.
So, Tony, we were talking earlier on about continuation of bevacizumab in colon cancer on progression. As Charlie said, in breast cancer, this is now sort of standard of care to continue some kind of anti-HER therapy. Are there any situations right now in gastric HER2-positive adenocarcinoma where you would continue anti-HER therapy on progression?
I must say that the data is lacking, and so it would be very difficult to justify that. Unfortunately, again, gastric cancer is not breast cancer in many ways in terms of its biology. Second-line therapy ends up being very limited in those patients. In fact, you lose about 50% of your patients before they are eligible for second-line. And those that are eligible for second-line across multiple studies have a very short progression-free survival and overall survival. So even inferring from anecdotal data would be very difficult, and I think it's very difficult to justify maintaining HER2 therapy in the absence of actual randomized study data.
So, Axel, we were looking to see if there's anything new in HER2-positive gastric cancers. There doesn't seem to be a whole lot since the original TOGA study. There were a couple papers at the GI symposium looking at HER2-positive gastric cancer. Any comments on those or anything else you've seen?
I mean, it's interesting in the sense of what's the biology of HER2-positive G-junction gastric cancers compared to breast cancer. We know in breast cancer, HER2-positive breast cancers have very poor prognosis, so targeting HER2 is actually reversing the poor prognosis into some better prognosis. And now the interesting thing is there are 2 studies at ASCO GI, and there's actually a published paper from the Mayo Clinic group in clinical cancer research this year, looked at the actual prognostic implication for HER2 overexpression in G-junction and gastric cancer. In contrast to breast cancer, HER2 overexpression is not associated with poor prognosis. Actually, even in the TOGA study, when you look at the control arm and you looked at consecutively higher protein expression levels, there seems to be actually an improved outcome in the patients who had higher HER2 expression levels compared to lower expression levels, even the absence of trastuzumab. Now, when you adjust for, let's say, other confounding factors like the fact that HER2 overexpression is more likely in intestinal cancers compared to diffuse cancers, more in G-junction than gastric cancer, etc. If you take all this into equation, HER2 has no prognostic implication for a G-junction gastric cancer, which I think is the bottom line of all these population studies in the end. And we do know, though, as Charlie said, that for HER2 overexpressors, mainly the immunohistochemistry 3+, IHC2+, and FISH-positive tumors, if you lump these 2 groups together, high protein expression, high amplification, that those patients benefit from trastuzumab in frontline therapy, which should be considered standard of care because, you know, you really shift overall survival by about 5 months for these patients.
So a related question we got, Axel, about this. Anything new in terms of standardizing HER2 testing in gastric cancer? When this first came out, there was a lot of debate about that.
Yeah, so when we talk about immunohistochemistry and talk about FISH testing, so the FISH cutoff of amplification is very similar to the breast cancer cutoff, you know, which is twofold amplification. Although if you really talk to our genomics guys, a real amplified tumor is way beyond this 2x threshold. Immunohistochemistry, I think the caveat is that we cannot really transfer the breast cancer standard, you know, 1+, 2+, 3+ staining scores to gastric cancer because of subtle differences. So we really have to have educated pathologists on the staining and grading of gastric cancers and GE junction cancers, which is different than breast cancer. So when you talk about FDA approval of trastuzumab, they say, you know, trastuzumab is approved for the use in patients with HER2 overexpressed gastric and GE junction cancer according to standard tests, whatever that means. It leaves it wide open.